it is very difficult to pinpoint where we have exactly lost that focus on what is the essence and where we got influenced by what is happening. It's very difficult because it is a continuous state of mind. You make your child want to grow in life. You tell them, you have to be the best. You are the best. You are a genius, while the child is very young. And what happens? You put them into the school and you instantly convince the child and yourself that now getting through the exam and getting good marks is getting successful in life. If you are able to understand, in life, what happens is there are short-term goals and long-term goals. Am I clear with you? In life, we forget to continuously and constantly align our short-term goals to our long-term goal. Because remember, as I said, the world is a war of conflicts, of concepts. The conflicts called concepts. Now, my concept, I have to sell you a 1 lakh pen. I designed a 1 lakh pen and I have made a 1 lakh rupees pen. And I have to sell you. In your life, your perspective is to become abundant. Am I clear with you? Then you can be an employee or you can be a businessman who is trying to work hard and who has made amassed a certain amount of abundance. And now the 1 lakh pen guy or the house guy or the car guy or anybody, it is their job to sell. Where there is a sweet, there is housefly. Am I clear with you? You put a spoonful of sugar somewhere, you don't have to invite ants. The ants will know. In the same fashion, where there is sugar, there are ants. Where there is jaggery, there is housefly. In the same fashion, you have to understand, where there is a minimal or a limited amount or abundance, their opportunities will come because it is their war. So they will come and say, no, this is very necessary for you. Then slowly you will start get bought to their concept. Yes, having a 1 lakh pen is necessary for me. No, I'm not against anything like that. But I'm just trying to tell you, your phones, expensive phones, you have an iPhone 10, then iPhone 11 is launched. And then they tell you iPhone 11 is better because you will be able to do it better. Everybody is trying to make their own way. And when you give in to the ways of others, called attraction, called distraction. The attraction leads to distraction. The world has to make you feel attracted. And the more you get attracted to the world, you are distracted. And the more you are distracted, you tend to create a gap between the essence of what you are doing to the distractions of life. Am I clear with you? The matter and the essence. Relationship. Why do you get married for the sake of love? To coexist and to have a sense of bonding and a sense of to belongingness. But what happens? Now there is something called a fight. What I like should be done in the relationship. There is not a feeling that what we should do. Because two people do come together and do not create a unique vision they create two unique visions, get married, and now both visions have to be achieved. Then what happens? This interaction, as the visions get separated, the interaction between the magnetic pull between these two visions, every vision has a magnetic pull, between this will create distraction. While the distractions are many, the focus is singular. Yes or no? In your life, you want to go into an absolute state of abundance. In your life, you want to express your own infinite potential. In your life, you want to feel fulfilled in yourself because you know that you are born to succeed because you are designed to succeed. And that if you do not clearly define and identify what is success for you and what is the path for it and what is the schematic progressive process for it and continuously stick to it, the world is going to come and distract you because it is their way or their path. Because remember, if I have to go from Hyderabad to Delhi, there are many villages in between, there are many towns in between who are continuously attracting me to make some business there. Yes or no? So, is it distract? Are they doing anything negative? No, they are not doing anything negative because it is their path. Anybody who comes to my town, village, have to do some business because that is why my town will grow. That is how my village will grow. Conceptually right. I want to go to Delhi. Now you have to metaphorically understand success, abundance. I want to go to a state of, you know, 100 crore, 200 crore, 500 crore. Then people will come, you know what, you should do this, you should do that, you should do that. You get distracted in the process. In love, I and my family, we all collectively should grow into excellence. That's the fundamental idea. But what happens? Schools, colleges, friends, people, relatives, they come and pass comments. Oh, this did not happen. Oh, this did not. This also is not happening with you. Oh, you can't do this. Oh, you can do this. Then you get motivated. No, I can do it. And slowly distraction happens. Yes or no? How much of energy do you think we waste in just trying to gain appreciation of people? How much energy do you think we waste? Energy in the form of money, energy in the form of time, energy in the form of many aspects. We waste in just trying to get approval from others that we are doing good. So fundamentally, we lose it every movement. We lose the focus every moment. And how to retain that? To be absolutely aware of your own self, your own purpose, your own mission, your own vision, and continuously audit what you're doing, where you want to go, how you want to go, and is it the right thing for you? Every action of mine, is it subscribing to my goal? Or is it subscribing to people's concept? Am I on the path or am I taking a detour? If you continuously put a lot of analysis into it, now the world will tell you, don't think too much. If you see sales, they will train you specifically to make the person feel that this is necessary for you. And that's what sales closing they teach. You have to now close it. You have to make the client feel the immediate need to buy this. Everybody is trying to make you feel the immediate need to buy their concept. Your mother, your wife, your father, your daughter, your son, your everybody in this world is trying to make you feel the immediate need to sell you their concept, to buy the concept. Yes or no? So, everybody is trying to steal your focus because that is right for them and that is right. But in your life, if you want to be really successful, then you have to always be attentive on the essence of the matter. Because, you know, some bad mood, something happens with your wife. She gets into some fight or some stress with something. She will put all that stress and say, now she will come to you and she will say something in that stress. Instead of understanding the essence of relationship is love and its growth, it happens. Now what you said to me is more important. I just said something to you and the stress that I spoke to my sister, I spoke to somebody, I spoke to Sabjiwala, the vegetable seller. He was not trying to give me at the price that I negotiated, bargained. So some altercation happened. So my mood was not all right. So I just came and said something to you. Instead of being a shock absorber, you become an immediate responsive person for it, reactive person to it. And you have to respond. Why? Because there you tend to lose the focus. Things happen. So always, essence of the matter of what's happening, not what is just said. Am I clear with you? The same porcelain pot can be bought for 10 rupees, and the same porcelain pot being tagged as Qing dynasty or Ming dynasty pot can be bought for 1,000,000 rupees. A same painting done by your own child, which has no meaning, can be into the dustbin and say, see, you didn't make anything good. There are arts where people draw 3 lines and make 20 million out of it. All ability to sell their concept to you. So, essence of the matter is more important than the matter. If you subscribe to that, then you will not be able to get distracted in your life. Jai Guru Datta. Jai Guru Datta. Jai Jai Guru Datta.
For more such content, events and programs, download our Tattvamasi app. Or you can also visit our website, guruatmananda.org.